Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 206. Twisters! All right. Twisters. Let me pull up my info page here. Release date, July 19th, 2024. And we got directed by Lee Isaac Chung. He hasn't really done much. He did a...
Minari, I think is what it's called.
Something like that. So, where we go? Written by, story by Joseph Kaczynski. Screenplay, Mark Smith. These guys worked on Maverick, I believe.
Top Gun. I know Kaczynski. I didn't recognize the second name you mentioned, but the first one, that guy is the one who wrote and directed Maverick.
Okay, and then we got the Glenn Powell with that connection. Daisy Edgar-Jones, Anthony Ramos, Brandon Pera, Maura Tierney, and Sasha Lane. Budget of 155 to 200 million, box office 123.2 so far. It's had a really great weekend, I guess. That's what happens, dude. We'll see if it holds. That's what happens when you do the requel.
Yep.
You draw them in just by the name. But will they keep coming after the story? Yet to be seen. So, man, I was trying to figure out how the hell this connects to Twister. The whole time I'm watching, I'm like, hell yeah. I'm like, okay, we got Dorothy in the beginning. She's working a science experiment with her five friends. Their experiment is they're going to shoot up some fucking diaper polymers, gel into the tornado, which should suck out the moisture and stop it.
Yeah.
They had a term she liked to use for it. Disrupt it or something. I don't know.
Bet you're killing it. No disrupting.
So they have Dorothy, the actual little Dorothy, whatever that fucking thing is, the tin can with the little balls in it.
Yeah, that they built in Twister. I think they built that, like that original crew. They made that.
And so I was like, well, how did they get this? And I was like, the blonde girl, the main girl. I don't really remember her name. Kate. I was like, man, she looks a lot like the blonde girl from Twister. I'm thinking she's going to be her daughter.
And they keep talking
about, oh, how's your mom? And they're hinting these little things. I'm like, okay, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, the mom reveal was going to be Helen.
Yeah, Hunt. How's your mom? And then we go meet her mom, and it's not her.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this? This is bullshit. How'd they get? Now I'm even more perplexed on how they got Dorothy. And then for this review, I wanted to find out, okay, what's the fucking connection? I look it up, Google it. Director says, you know, I studied science in school. To me, we're in the same world, just a different experiment.
Yeah, like a spiritual sequel or something, yeah.
Yeah, no characters overlap. They're just a different group of people. Then I was like, how did they get Dorothy?
Yeah.
What is this? Found this piece of shit from the 1996 and they're still using it? Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like that we didn't have some kind of connection. At least, you know, if you can't get Hunt to do the role, at least have a photo, you know, imposed of her and her as a kid or something. I'd much rather have that little connection of that's her mom.
Yeah.
So we have something.
Or even just like random. I haven't seen Twister in a long time, but I've seen it enough to remember the guy. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about, but one of the crew members in the original Twister, he was also in Speed. He's in that show Succession. Alan Ruckman or something? He's like a skinny guy. He's almost kind of, not necessarily comic relief, but they even have someone like that who was kind of in the background of Twister, but was still around to kind of come in and have a scene or two just to kind of connect the two movies. But yeah, they don't. Dorothy is the only connection, but that's kind of a loose connection because you don't really know how they have it or why they have it. Other than you kind of just make up, maybe it got passed down to them.
Yeah. So they're trying to fuck up this first tornado. And what do they – I forget how they classify them, F1, F5 or something like that for the damage they cause. Anyways, they think it's a 1, so they're going to practice on a 1 and just try and bring down a little baby one.
Mm-hmm.
And then hold on. The wind speed, this isn't right. Something's not right. It's fucking behind us. It's a 5. God damn it. Run. They're just trying to outrun it. What do you mean it's a 5? I mean it's a fucking 5. Go. And it's fucking tearing them up and flips their truck over or some shit like that, right? They have to leave the truck. We gotta get out of here. This truck's gonna be airborne in a few seconds.
Yeah.
And then they see an overpass. They're like, overpass is the worst thing in a tornado. And it's like, they always seem like the best thing in a movie. They're always going under underpass, right? Seems perfect. It's got a fucking structure. The tornado goes over it.
You can go underneath it. You're good. What's the big deal?
You just hear swirling. He's in a blender for a second. You know? It's more like an MRI. You just stand still for a second. It's a little loud. So I go under there. And it's all wet and shit. I like how, I think so how many of them are there running to it? There's like four of them. One of them gets taken away, like running to the thing.
Yeah,
so then there's
the
three. That's pretty good. And then there's the other girl who's like, can't climb the damn slope of the underpass because it's wet. Sliding. And then, so she doesn't make it. Or she gets hit by something, right? Debris.
Yeah, I think
flies
she gets hit by something
and
flies out. Yeah.
Takes her out. And then we get Clark Kent's dad, who just lets it take him. That didn't happen. That's a different movie. Never mind.
Puts his hand
Don't
up.
Try and save me, son.
No, son.
Then so it's just them two, the boyfriend character and Kate. And they're huddled up on the top. Hold on! I've got you! And he's around her holding on to some pipes or some shit, some structural part of the overpass. And then I don't even know how it happens. I mean, they seem pretty secure. And I've got... He gets sucked out. No! Yeah, and then we see her walking out of all this debris. That's a pretty cool scene. Just in shock and bloody.
Looks like a zombie, everything's fucked
up.
Just destruction everywhere, yeah.
And they show the path of the tornado, just fucking up grass and all this shit. So that was pretty good. Then we do the Ghostbusters 2 thing 5 years later.
Mm-hmm. New York City.
New York. She's moved as far away as she could from tornadoes. She's scared. And isn't doing it. And then the other guy, who's the freaking Mexican kind of computer guy?
Anthony Ramos? I forget his character name.
Javi?
Javi.
Kate's former Storm Chaser colleague. Javi! And he's working for this new company, and he's got these military radar systems, PARs, that they've shrunk down, and he thinks they could really... You know, stick it to the tornadoes by scanning them.
Yeah, get a 3D mapping to save lives. I kind of wish, like, the movie kind of, maybe I missed something, maybe you caught something I didn't, but I was kind of hoping they'd go into a little bit more science, even if it went over my head, because he's just like, oh, we can put these three sensors around the tornado, get a 3D mapping, and we can save lives. And that was kind of the end of the conversation. I'm like, well, how? What is that? Like, what do you mean by that? Like, it's like, what do you, how
let's
was
recap that? This.
Yeah.
At the beginning, we were in a tornado. Now we're saving lives.
Yeah.
What? Can you believe it? Oh, look at this. God. Look at this story arc. Who would have thought?
Right. We're 5 minutes in.
We're in a tornado, and now we're saving lives.
Yeah. We can't kill it. We established that. Or disrupt it.
And you have to put it on each side of a moving tornado. You have to have one in front and on each side. It's like, this seems incredibly difficult. it seems fucking more, you know what? They don't do that much damage. They can put, you know, just let them do their thing. I don't get how a 3D tornado model is going to work. Then we can make the perfect tornado simulator video game.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah. So he goes to try and convince Kate to help him. And she really doesn't want much of it. I think she's really scared. And what's it called? She got like PTSD from this shit.
Yeah.
Even though she was a fucking storm chaser and she was all into it. One bad experience of some people, I guess, all your whole crew dying, turned her off. But I feel like that happens to those guys a lot. It must. You're chasing a fucking tornado, someone don't get hurt or killed. Seems weird. So she's kind of denying it. I don't remember what he says. Think about it or something. And I think he
Yeah, I
calls
think
her
he like
later.
sends her a text of like a news, like
Yeah.
people are dying left and right, and he's
Look.
like, "Hey."
Look at this. Look at this. This tornado is
I
about to go through this little
was
town. Could you
like,
imagine what they,
"Damn."
how many lives would be saved if they had a digital 3D model of the
Oh my
tornado?
God.
How many?
I
How many
remember
must
sitting there being like, "This is a little
perish?
strong, man. You're coming on a little strong." It's so good.
And then I like it, like the day after he came, she wakes up in a like cold sweat in her bed to a dream of like the boyfriend holding on to her in the bed. I've got you. Still dreaming of it. And then she accepts for some fucking reason, I don't know. Anyway, she's back in the saddle. And so they're back. First day back. He's like, "So which one do we go after, Kate?" She hasn't done this in 5 years. He's got the little radar thing. Which storm system you think is going to develop? And she's like, "Do you mind if I step over here?" He's like, "Yeah, sure." And I like, she's like, "You know what? The first one, I'll sit out the first one. You guys kind of." He's like, "No, you pick it out." And I guess Paxton's son was in this. I don't know who he was.
I think he comes in. I think I know who he is, and he's later in the movie. He's part of the rodeo scene, I think. But when we
Yeah,
get the rodeo scene,
anyways.
I'll reveal
And
that. But
then we see the other team, I think, pulls up during all this, kind of
yeah.
figuring out. There's a bunch of other storm chasers, but they really don't focus on anybody but the rodeo team and these PARS people. And the rodeo team comes up in the red shirt. "Hey, you new? Y'all, woo! If you
Gonna
can,
do it.
what the fuck is the tagline?
If you
If
feel it,
you feel
chase
it,
it.
chase it. Woo! Who wants a t-shirt? We got t-shirts. We got mugs. We
It's
got
so corny because he
balloons.
doesn't even say the line. He goes, "If you feel it," and then the crowd finishes it. I'm like, "God damn
Chase it. We're
it."
YouTubers. We've got over 60
Oh,
million
God.
followers. Please like and subscribe." And I like how he's got the videographer and stuff. Yeah, Powell is pretty good in this, man. He plays a really good, arrogant chaser. And yeah, they do it old school. "We don't need all these fancy computers. Sometimes old ways are the best ways, all right?" And then he sees her. Well, she just crushes a dandelion. Has a little. Little fucking fairy dust, little Fushigi. He goes over there. "So you're basing your whole scientific chase on a dandelion?" He's like, "No, I agree. That's how I used to do it. Sometimes the old ways are the best ways, anyways." What was his name in the movie? What's his character?
Tyler? Tyler
Oh
something?
yeah. Yeah, Tyler Owens. Nice to meet you, Tyler. And then all this bullshit. He's, you can tell he's taking a liking to her already. And then she tells him, "You know what?" Or I think he's like, "I'm going to the right." And he's like, "No. Those two storm systems are going to cancel each other out. They're going to rob each other of the essentials they need to become a fucking tornado, okay? The left one, it's got all the ingredients. It's got the air. It's got the dry. It's got the heat. It's going to fucking blow, I'm telling you." And then they, I think they're gonna. So it's really just basic. Like, do we go left or right to pick the storm systems? It's like it's a perfect fork in the road to go to each tornado. Which way? And I was it. He told her to, or she told him to go to the left, I think, because the two were gonna kill each other. I can't remember if they were in their cars first. I thought you said she said go to the left, and they were turning to the right. I
That's
think
a
they were in front.
different one. I think that's later on.
Wasn't it the first one?
The first one, they go to the same tornado because Tyler and his crew, they converge on the same path, and then I think the our crew, Kate's crew, stops and lets Tyler fucking tangle the wrangle the tornado. But I think the split one where like he goes right and she goes left, I think that's later in the, I think, but I could be wrong.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
Uh, Patton. Let's see. Oh yeah, and we get the journalist that joins up with Tyler's crew. It's pretty entertaining. What do you mean? Put on your harness. No one told me about the harness. And he's got the truck. He's got the little fucking drills. Just anchors the fucking truck. Woo! What are we gonna do? We're gonna shoot fucking fireworks up its ass. And then he's like, "There you go, YouTube. You ask, can you shoot fireworks up a tornado? Yes, you can. All right. Like and
My God.
subscribe. See us next week. While we try and shoot a fucking orange up a tornado's ass. We're gonna see if we can make fucking lemonade in a tornado." Yeah, shit like that. Anyways, we don't need to follow the plot lines too hardcore of this. Basically, we find out the Parr group is actually bad. He wants Javi kind of wants to save lives, but it's not really being used for that, and we were wondering how it was going to be. A little 3D tornado. It's really he's funded by some rich guy who goes in there, and really, I don't know why he's funding all the crazy equipment, because really what he's doing is just they chase the storm, and then he goes in afterward and buys the land for cheap because it's been ruined and rebuilds. So it's like you don't need to give him the most sophisticated equipment. All you're wanting to do is follow him in and buy the land. Yet you're buying them the military radars. Yeah, whatever. Go ahead, do your thing. So she finds that out, and come to find out, Tyler's the good one. This town has been ruined, and he's there selling T-shirts. The arrogant bastard. These people have lost everything. And then the girl from Tyler's crew, the storm chasers, comes up and offers her a little box lunch. She's like, "No, I'm okay. Thanks. I see you guys are selling T-shirts. And this town is ruined." Like, "Yeah, we sell T-shirts everywhere. That's how we fund all the food we give out."
More than meets the
Wrangling.
eye.
We're saving lives and we're wrangling. And she's like, "Oh, okay." And yeah, so she's kind of getting a change of heart. And then I think Tyler even says, "Look up who you don't even know who you're chasing for? Look him up, see what he's done," and that kind of shit. And as she does, and finds out that's kind of what they're doing, preying on the most vulnerable. And she kind of brings it up to Javi, and he's like, "No, come on, it's okay, but we're saving lives." And he slowly turns changes his mind. And I think, what do we get? When he leaves, I think he leaves his buddy, right? And at some point, he just takes
Yeah,
off.
like during the climax when the big one's hitting, I think they're trying to convince him to continue doing his job, and he's like, "Hey, no, like there are people." Because I think Kate and Tyler at this point, this is at the end, the Kate and Tyler are hightailing it to that town, and his crew's like, "No, we gotta set up the sensors." He's like, "No, well, we gotta follow them, we gotta help the people." And then that fucking asshole guy kept trying to convince him to keep doing the job, and he kicks him out. "I'm going to save lives, god damn it."
And then so Tyler finds out about her little science experiment when they're at her mom's house for some reason. About
Oh, yeah.
oh, you thought you could kill a tornado. This actually might work. What happened? It didn't work, okay? All my friends died. I was an idiot. I got them killed. It's like, "I just think you're a little bit off. What if we make a new model?" And then they make a new model of a tornado and say, "Okay, we're gonna need more, see?" And then they go out and buy a fucking new trailer, get the polymers. It's much bigger this time. They're gonna go try it out. And then Javi joins up, I think, at some point. I can't remember if it was his like tornado data that helped him get to the final solution of what they're doing wrong or what. If that was something like that. They found out the calculations were wrong. We're trying to absorb moisture, but we can't. We need to shoot silver iodine or whatever, how they cloud farms to make the
Get it to
rain.
rain, yeah.
Yeah. And so he's trying to get his crew together. I like that scene. He's like, "Nah, man, I ain't going to chase this motherfucker." He's like, "Well, don't you want to help me build some new rockets?" New rockets? Right.
That's all you had to say.
We got the drone pilot. Can you set up that drone to take or to collect data? Of course I can. How? Shit, collect data. Yeah, I'm gonna do that anyway, man. Yeah, it's collecting data. Look, takes video. It's data. Check the data. It's got a GoPro on this bastard. Yeah, then they go. And it's this fucking crazy tornado that cuts through a factory and sucks up fire. Oh, shit. And it came through the rodeo. I used to ride. I used to be in the rodeo. Oh, shit. You were a cowboy? I just like a little danger. You know, a bull and a twister are very similar creatures. Give them respect and you might live.
Oh yeah,
And,
what's his line? You don't run from me for years, you ride 'em. I think that's what he said.
yeah. Woo!
God damn it.
I looked at Jesse when he said that, and I said, "Save a horse, ride a twister."
Oh God.
Yep.
Oh, the
And
rodeo
then,
scene. There's a scene where they run into a motel and there's a couple there and the wife's like, "There ain't no fucking tornado," which is like the dumbest thing. But the guy who's
Yeah.
arguing with the manager, I think that's Paxton's son, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to look it up,
Okay.
but I think that
Yeah,
guy
she's
is
like, "There's
Paxton's son.
always, it's always a fucking false alarm." And then it rips off the facade of the hotel. Oh my God, it's a tornado! And then they're like, "We gotta get in this pool." I don't know, understand that logic. It's like the pool's the safest part because it's underground, but it doesn't have a top. It's just lower. I don't know. They kind of huddle in the corner. And of course, I think we have some of the shots we always have. Ah! Somebody getting sucked. Stay low. Oh, I can do it. He just gets up and try and run. Ah! Damn it.
Also, no horses. We had cows in the first one. You can't throw a horse up in the get a horse in the
Yeah, right.
shot at the
I was
rodeo.
expecting some kind of animal flying through.
Or I guess it wouldn't be a horse, it would be a bull, but still.
At least a trampoline, you know. Shit, I've seen trampolines and bad windstorms around here. So they fucking kill the tornado at the end, right? It kind of dissipates. And it worked. I don't know if it's how practical it is. It took a while, and everything had to go perfect for it to work. But they did it. Well, yeah, and it already destroyed a bunch of shit. So it's probably gonna fizzle itself out in a few minutes anyways. So that was it. We got the butts in the seats because the Twister connection. I don't know how popular that movie is. I was never a big fan of it. It played a lot in 90s homes though for some reason, and I know some people love it. It's like a Jurassic Park type love. You know, it's probably not on that level, but it's people love it.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. I was
Yeah.
thinking I was 10 years old. I remember seeing this with my family. I think I ended up begging my family to see it over. I think I saw it like probably 3 times. My poor family had to keep taking me. But when I was 10, this movie was like fucking Citizen Kane. I loved it. But I haven't seen it. It's probably been like 15 years since I've actually sat down and watched it. But as a kid, I really, really liked it. It's just a fun thrill ride, epic blockbuster extravaganza. I don't know if it still holds up to this day. Like I said, I haven't seen it in a while. But yeah, I was one of those people who loved it growing up.
I didn't dislike it, but I didn't pick it. Like, you know, you're at people's houses and movies, hanging out with kids and movies are just going. This was one that was going quite a few times. I never picked by me, but you know, I'd watch it or whatever if it was on. I was a little disappointed with this.
100%. I'm right there with you.
I thought it was the science wasn't there, the drama wasn't there. A lot of people were knocking the visuals of it, the graphics. I don't know about that. That's not what did it for me. I wasn't like, "Oh man, these tornadoes look like shit." That's not, no. It's just the characters weren't that great, and the story wasn't that great, and it didn't even pack us with a little bit of science to make it believable.
It's really corny. It was way cornier than I thought it would. Like a lot of the lines were corny. A lot of the like the his Tyler's crew of chasers I thought were like unbearable. They were like like a frat, and it was just like, God, these guys suck. They're so annoying and like over the t I couldn't stand their crew.
Yeah, I really liked Powell though. I thought his was
I like Pal, yeah.
just the perfect cheesy kind of cowboy character. I didn't like the Hobby character too much. He's like, I don't know, he's an asshole. He's not.
Pick a
He's
lane,
a good
buddy.
guy. He's not. You know, he's a love interest. Wait, no, he's not.
He's like the
He
Rock.
got
Are
done.
you a heel or are you not a heel? Pick
He
one.
got. He got done dirty though. Remember, he tries to ask Kate out to hang out when they first start hanging out again. She's like, no. And then she just starts hanging out with this other dude. She's like, why were you with him all day? I don't know. I like, we have history, bitch. Come on, give me a chance. And then, and I thought it was strange. You got this love story kind of going on, getting built between Kate and Tyler, and then it never comes to fruition. He stops her at an airport. Classic love story. Don't let her get on that plane without you saying something or doing something. Walks up to her, like real close. No kiss. I was like, what is this?
That was some bullshit. You ha if you're
Not
gonna
even a
commit to
kiss?
that scene, you have to kiss. If you're gonna go all
Like,
that way, you have to kiss.
what kind of love story was this? They didn't. They just mildly flirted throughout the movie. What a love story this was. All right. I thought that was very strange. Yeah, so disappointing. Kind of all around. Jesse was disappointed. And that's, you know, she loves Twister and was looking forward to this so much. Probably wouldn't have seen this in theaters if it wasn't for her wanting to check it out so bad. I don't know. For me, it's a six at best. It's okay. It's a little entertaining. There's some kind of cool visuals, but it's probably not a go to the theater movie. It's probably barely above failing. 66.
Yeah, we're not too far. I think, I was like, I was pretty hyped. Like I said, I love Twister, and I was like, okay, Glen Powell, writer of Maverick, this indie guy is coming in. He's gonna respect the character and the story. I was expecting to come out, or I wanted this movie to like me coming out and being like, that was the movie of the summer. I can't wait to go see it again and again. This is gonna be fucking epic. And yeah, did not meet those expectations at all. But you know what? I think that the thing that bothered me the most is that like so much of this movie is almost plot for plot Twister. Like the scene with the dandelion at the gas station, that exact scene happens in Twister, except for Bill Paxton picks up the thing of dirt and lets it go and watches the wind. And then they're like, oh, we got to go chase it. And then the two, and then they merge. There are so many scenes in this movie that is Twister. And I'm like, that's fucking dumb. Like if you're gonna bring this back, you're just gonna redo scenes of Twister. Like that's fucking stupid. So that really bothered me. But I would say like the last 45 minutes of this movie, I thought was a lot of fun. I thought that whole action set piece of them, the big one destroying the town with the fire and all that, I thought it was a lot of fun. But it just sucks you have to like get through an hour and 20 minutes of shitty dialogue, loose characters. You're basically watching Twister. So I thought that was kind of a bummer. So for me, I'm a little higher on you just because I think the last 40 minutes is still a lot of fun. But I was coming with like 6.8. It's not as good as I wanted it to be, which is kind of a bummer. And hey, I kind of liked that it was like a country blockbuster. Like how many country? We don't get that. That's kind of cool to hear like a needle drops that are country songs.
Oh yeah,
That's
it
kind of
was
cool.
those are pretty fun.
You don't get that very often in blockbuster, so I appreciated that at least.
Yeah, I don't even remember any of them, but there's just quintessential like try that in Tennessee.
Let's get him.
All right, so yeah, 6 and a 6.8. So yeah, in theaters now if you want to go see how this thing shook out. Same world, different people. So okay, we're in the Twister world. What world is that? It's like nothing. This isn't like the Marvel universe. You know, we're on the same reality that Twister happened on. There's tornadoes in this world too. It's like okay, yeah, Fucking with that logic, fucking Jurassic Park could be in the same world as Twister. Fucking crazy. Jaws takes place in the same world as Twister. There's sharks in this world too. Fuck. All right, 6.8. Go ahead and have a gander if you wish. See what you think. Make your own mind up. We're not here to tell you what it is. This is our opinion. You might love it. You might hate it. Who knows? We'd love to know though. So please like and subscribe here on YouTube. Check us out, Spotify, Apple Music. We'd love to have you every Sunday. We had a break last Sunday. I don't
I
know if you
know.
noticed. It
For the
was
first
our
time in like
first,
3 years.
yeah, first missed episode. So we'll try not to let that happen again. You know, you guys were clamoring, sitting next to your laptop or your iPod is motherfucker having a panic attack.
Where
I
is
don't
it?
want to. I want to know how many people went to, you know, the hospital over a panic attack. I don't know. It's supposed to happen. It's not happening. They weren't uploading. What happened to you? They probably called the hospitals in our local areas. Do you have a Brian there? Something's wrong. I'm going to need a wellness check on the Brian versus Brian Studios. All right. Check us out, guys. We appreciate it. Love having you. Until the next Vs. Peace.
Peace.